Wagwan. Mr. Maps.
What up? What it do?
What it is, big man? Are you alive and kicking?
I'm alive. I cannot complain. Feeling good. Last week was not make sure. Either caught COVID or a cold. Who knows these days? I just found out one of my colleagues tested positive for COVID. So who knows? It really could have been. Because it was like, I had a cold a month ago. And this one didn't really feature mucus. I did have a bit of a runny nose, but it wasn't like you know what I mean, like there was sneezing and all of that, but like it just felt weird, like it was weird. So who knows, but man's alive. So all three of us, we caught whatever it was, fam. We all went down. And I feel like my wife and I,
all three of you there in your household.
Yeah, my wife and I kind of at the same time, and then like my son was like a straggler behind, so he's still on the road to recovery.
It would not have been nice there in the Maposa household.
Yeah, no, it was a bit peak, which was sad because my parents are in town, and my mom was looking forward to, you know, being a active go-go, but unfortunately the grandson was just, he wasn't ready
to be active.
No, he was on a chill thing. So yeah, it is what it is. Unfortunately,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
but we're back. The people, they were patient, I hope.
They're never patient. It's a mob. But I'll reiterate what I say. For as long as the pot is free, you know, service delivery will continue to mirror your government. It's just what it is, guys. You know. And then once if it becomes a capitalist podcast, then trust me, service delivery will reflect the needful. But up until then, you know, it's a mom and pop shop. Otherwise, Mr. Moy, are you good?
I'm alive and kicking, dog. We're well into December.
Yeah, it's, man.
Now, you know, plans to go home, you're finalizing, trying to put together things and all of that. So yeah,
for a lot of people this is their last week in the office, or last few days in the office. So it's an exciting time, and it's also like one filled with anxiety that, oh my god, like I can't wait for the day when I'm off. So it sucks for me because I have a deadline, so it's like you work hard until the very last day before leave. It's not like a, you know, you
hectic.
Can sleep,
it doesn't
through.
Slow down.
Yeah, no, it's like a sprint to the finish. So it's annoying.
Yeah.
I hate that kind
it's
of
the, it's the same know. With me.
Oh,
so in South Africa, so in South Africa the 15th is a holiday this year. I need to the Springboks one, and then Cyril gave us a holiday.
Oh.
So the 16th was already a holiday. Mm-hmm. I think it's Day of Reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made the 15th the holiday. So most people stop work on Thursday. So Mina, two scenarios. One, I work at a law firm. Law firms don't close. So it's wire throughout, right up until Christmas. So you just keep going.
Yeah.
That's one. Two, a lot of people need their agreements finalized by the end of the year. So typically what could happen is it becomes busy season where people are trying to finalize things so that they don't catch them in the new year. So it's like, let's finalize, let's do this. So it's similar to you, it's a sprint to the finish. And then added to that, so a lot of people stop work Thursday, Mina, because it's not a South African company. I go on Thursday, is not a holiday. Friday is not a holiday for me. So I'm gonna go better. As per usual. So yeah, it's a little stressful little period, but exciting nonetheless.
Okay. No. All good. It's gonna be fun. We'll turn up in just a bit. So it's gonna be a fun festive period. I can definitely see that coming. But yeah, guys, welcome back. It is another episode of 6 Foot Weights. Your favorite hour, your favorite cheese boys. My name is Tubbo.
My name is Senna.
And yeah, we're here for a good time, not a long time.
Yes.
Let's see here. So what, next week will be the last episode? And then we call it off, or do you want this to be the last one?
I think let's... what's next week? Yeah, let's do next week.
Next week?
Okay. Go off with a bang. Let's find time next week.
That would be wild if you man. Like, this is the last one, guys. That would be hilarious.
Just prepare the people. Prepare the people. But yeah, typically we would have one last episode and then we go on the break until
March.
Yeah, until we decide we're ready to come back.
So it's kind of sad. We are on the precipice of a huge milestone. I was hoping we would have seen it through for this year, but yeah, it doesn't look like we're gonna make it. Who knows, we'll see. Like, it could these numbers are always like on the rise, so who knows. But I wanted us to get to that milestone, but anyway, it is what it is. Yeah, we'll put out the content. And early, yeah, by the time we come back, 100% would have hit it. So I can guarantee that much. And it's a special one. I'm excited for it. So I'll leave that there. So guys, continue, you know, like the ting, subscribe to the ting, share the ting, share, retweet. Those of you on Twitter that follow us when we post about the episode, just retweet. And you know, our next follower could be on your timeline. but just keep retweet and share, guys. Retweet and share. We're checking the analytics, and it says that WhatsApp is the medium most people use to share the podcast, which is very interesting. I would think it's like either like a Twitter or an Instagram. Or I don't know. That's why
I'm actually not surprised.
But, okay, shout out to y'all on WhatsApp doing the Lord's work. I'm very surprised by that. I really share podcasts on WhatsApp.
No,
like wherever they are, like the clips. So if they're on Twitter, I'll share on Twitter. Or if they're on Instagram, if we had an Instagram page, then I'll just share that to someone, you know? But
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I think it is, though?
Mm.
You're more... A lot of people aren't on social media.
Interesting.
Do you get what I mean?
Mm. Okay, that makes sense. But anyway, we have to keep things moving. But yeah, guys, continue to share, continue to listen, continue to grow the 6 Foot Weights community, and we're gonna hit that milestone in literally just a couple of days, just a couple of listens. It's December. A lot of you actually listening to us are gonna be on some 7-hour flights, 10-hour flights, 15-hour flights. You know, the factor in my layover, 24-hour journeys, you know, then I buy new Bainbridge Border Post. So, you know, there's a lot of listening time. There's a lot of time there, especially by the border, where you can be listening to the Cheese Boys. And just if you're on the bus, if you're on that Greyhound, just quiver the person next to you and say, look, bro, you should listen to this thing. You know, just, if you're on the plane and you're cruising altitude, pause the movie that other person next to you is watching and be like, hey, I need you to be on this podcast. Download the team. That's what you guys need to do in this festive season as we all descend upon the city of kings and queens.
And
yeah, I think we can start there. That's your topic here, Mr. Moy.
Yeah, but before I get into that, did you see Mnangagwa's clip where he's like, thank you for welcoming me to the city of kings and queens. And he's like, njoba sengikhona kubulawayo, ama queens lizanginika yini.
No, he's got jokes. Like he's following the kind of the rule book of, you know, leaders, presidents. You have to have the sense of humor. Zuma, yeah. Omseveni, who else comes to mind? Like there's certain people that like the Trump, even, like, you know, you have to have a sense of humor where people, it connects, humor connects people, you know. And it's funny, it's because it's like, you know, the country is shit and you're just out here cracking jokes. Are you gonna give me queen? Like, what are you talking about, fam? Why singing about kids? Like, come on, let's talk about some real shit. But it goes a long way.
But I get what you mean. Like in those split seconds, I forget. In those little seconds where I'm laughing, I forget about this guy's the president of ZANU-PF and he's been in government since the 80s and he's put us through hell. You're like, that's funny. Ha ha ha. Let's move on. But yeah, I mean, we've been seeing a lot of tweets about going home. The plus 4-4s, the plus 9-1s, the plus 2-7s, the plus 1s.
They're 9-7-1. We come in.
Onto Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And it's typically this time of the year where our fellow brothers and sisters in the diaspora become, I don't know what the word is, but I don't want to say it, but stuck up. But there's these things that people say when they're coming to Zim, which I think, you know, they rub people who already live in the country in a bad way. Although this person, I think they were being legit. They landed at, I assume they landed at Harare Airport. And then they go, this Harare Airport is not giving.
Oh, I saw that tweet. But I mean,
that man like oxtail. Slow roast.
Slow cooked. No, but no, for pressure cooker. You always just have to look at the ratios, bro. The ratios is like, but also, why are people mad? What's wrong with that tweet?
No, so can I tell you something? People are very defensive about Zim. That's something I've realized. People who live in Zim are incredibly defensive
against about who? Zim. And like, that's because we all know the situation. Like, it's not some an American who tweeted that.
Yeah, but then, so when you're coming from the diaspora, and you're coming from the UK or whatever, there's an element of you almost disassociate yourself from the day-to-day experiences of Zimbabweans, and then when you come down, then you're like, you know, it's like when your cheese boy kid comes to your house and then he's like, I can't believe you guys don't have air conditioning. Like, you know what it means, right? So it can rub people off the wrong way, especially when, and I say especially when you are from Zim, when you're Zimbabwean and you're from like the UK.
I think they're probably more forgiving of
an American who say something like that. Then it's like, okay, when
with the airport is a different situation, because how often are the people that are cooking him going to the airport, right? Like, obviously maybe there's one or two people that fly frequently, but everyone that I know who flies in and out of Zim, like specifically Mqabu, right? I don't know much about the Harare one. But like, especially the Harare one is like, it's shockingly below international standards, right? But even with Mqabu is
it's a sad story. Not me.
No, it really, no, guys, everybody. And this is why I'm shocked that they came from Amant, right? Because what I don't get is, it's a fact, right? So if you fly frequently, even just to Joburg, right? We're not even to go far, just to Joburg. You know how far behind that we are. So if someone says, yo, bro, this airport is shit, it's like, facts. It is. Right? Like, it's different. Right. It's not a privilege check at the end of the day. The airport should be in better condition. There should be basic things. Like, if you guys want to, and again, this is, I don't think this is an issue with people, but like, this is now an issue with the Zim government, which is like, your airport where you want to come and harass people for their goods in their bags, like, at least have the freaking x-ray equipment ready. Like, literally, imagine flying into skies, yeah? It's, let's say, how many people on a flight? Let's say 100 people on a flight, right? On a flight to skies. And then now, you have 100 people in the airport, and because you're so desperate for money, you're so greedy, that you want to search everyone's bags. Like, now we're stuck there for a whole 30 minutes to an hour longer than we need to. Because customs, I try to discard. Like, Zim is not America, England, where what, you know, it's like, how 90% of the people flying in have Zim passports. 10% of the people there are foreigners, right? Or Zimbabweans who've changed citizenship. So really, all of us, it's sharp papa. Like, it's not even a, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a long thing. So now I've gone through customs in, let's say, 10, 15 minutes. Yeah. No, not customs. It is customs. Yeah. 10, 15 minutes, gone to customs. And then now these Zimra urns are like, okay, can you come to this thing, that stupid little cubicle, Apana? And it's like, yeah, open up your bag. And it's like, gulani lapo. And I'm like, okay, fine. Do you want to know what gulani? Nguchele or like just vula the Arab? And then it's like, and then again, this is an international standard, but it really irks me in Zim especially when they're like, oh, when I'm like, okay, fine, vulis kwam and look for what you're looking for. And like, no, I'm like, no, nigga. Like, I don't need this right now. Like, if you're so, like, it's not even, like, in other countries, I get over it because I'm like, okay, it's probably a security, you know, whatever. Don't protocol, look like, it's not that in Zim, fam. We have no drama. There's never been an incident. The only guns that you ever see in the airport are the white man's hunting rifles for the Impalas and the Kudus. Those are the only weapons that you find at the airport, ever. So it's like, bro, like, open the bag and look for... what was it? I can't remember who was telling me this, but like, they intentionally left their... so it was a girl. So she intentionally left like her underwear and her bras like in plainly in open sight, and it made it awkward because it was a dude who was doing like the checking.
Now he must pull her there and put his dirty hands in her.
Exactly. Ah no. Well, as soon as the own saw all the lacy what's and don't do his village, it's just okay, hump, done. Done, fam.
I don't know, that person might be onto something. It's just some,
you know what
tips.
I mean? Guys, we're giving you some. This is some free game, courtesy of the podcast. Merry Christmas. You know, even men, like, again, it's not like you're wearing it, right? But just go jump into Victoria's Secret, buy a couple, you know, sexy things. Numbers, and just throw them on top. All those Christmas gifts that you're bringing for your family, and then layered it with some lingerie. Personally, I would even throw in some sex toys, nigga. Throw in some dildos in there and make it a proper conversation. Because me, I'd have the biggest, like, no, genuinely speaking, I'd want to see where the conversation goes from there. Like, at that point, it's like,
those Zimra gents are quite shameless, hey? They'll be like, so is you this new? Is it used? How much is it? You need to impose duty on this.
Duty on a dildo would be funny. No. If they're that serious, I'd respect. I'd genuinely shake the guy's hand and be like, "No, you guys are serious. Like, no. This is like, I thought it'd be silent, but no. You know what? Yeah, taking this thing a bit too seriously. Too far. If you're gonna dig through a couple of dildos to look for iPhone and a laptop and whatever."
One of the things that other guy mentioned was there's no Wi-Fi, which he felt was a basic, like every airport in the world.
As in the airport?
Yeah, at the Harare International Airport.
I'm only speaking for the Bulawayo Airport.
I'm referring to that tweet where the guy was
the Harare one.
The Harare one, where he said there's no working Wi-Fi, and then people were coming for him saying, "Hey, this is how you know that caregivers have landed." I'm like, "No, but bruh, that's because
damn, they say caregivers." Oh my god, why are people so bitter, bruh? Oh my god, that's so funny.
But it's a thing.
When they say it's a figgy.
But it's a thing, and sometimes I honestly think. Also, I don't know why you're insulting someone because of their profession. They've managed to realize that their life here in Zimbabwe is not working, and they've taken a very brave decision to go do something else.
It's not an insult because that person, if you say that, if you go to the effort of mentioning the profession, it means that you're jealous. That's really what it is, right?
Yeah, like but you know how
you're envious of the fact that.
How Zimbabweans are, they can very easily be classist in respect to what your profession is.
Nah, fam, this sounds like NRZX Twitter to me, fam. Like, if you're gonna be here, I'm a caregiver, Sefili. That's a NRZ Twitter type of tweet.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, to be honest, there's a bigger conversation to be had here about the bitterness that comes from, and we've spoken about this separately on an unrelated topic, about there's a certain bitterness that comes from some people when you leave the country and you go pursue opportunities somewhere else, and then you you kind of sort yourself out. Do you know what I mean? There is sometimes that, fuck, I'm stuck in this hellhole and other people have gone on to do amazing things. I think it was when we were talking about it, when you were like, ah, I want bang, I will lawyer, sibili, just because you've left the country and gone and you're living a good life somewhere else. So then they express that anger with stuff like that. When you come at the airport and you're like, hey guys, this airport is not giving. And you wear Udi Mata, hey, go build your own airport. Hey, what? Do you know what I mean, right? So these are things, it's probably a bigger psychological issue that we don't want to discuss as a nation, that underlying bitterness that can, you know, that some people can hold. It's especially people who are in the UK. Like, it's especially people who've gone to the UK and then it's like, oh, you've gone to do NSAID. It's as if you've downgraded your class in society by going to the UK and doing these things. And that's why, you know, I sometimes have a lot of I try to understand it from these guys' point of view, which, okay, where does it come from? Why are you spewing so much hate online? And sometimes you'll get e-lokuzenin. Like when there's xenophobic attacks in South Africa, you'll have people who legit say, ah, so they must just come back home. You're like, hey, my guy, if it were that easy, people would literally be on the first train or bus home.
I mean, what I'd literally ask these people is like, yo, do you know how wild your situation needs to be for someone to be like, you know what? I'm going to do this nurse aid thing. Like, nurse aid is not like, from what has been described to me, it's not glamorous, right? It's a means to an end for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to be like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I have a degree. Yeah, I've, you know, worked as an accountant at Econet or whatever. But nah, sooner let me do this nurse aid thing and figure myself out.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, is a reflection of how hectic the situation is for a whole lot of people in the country. So it's like when you now like want to hate on these people, it's like, no, first of all, I'll shake your hand, because it's like you've humbled yourself and you've said to yourself like, nah, you know what, me, I'm going to change my situation, right? Mm. And then it's like, and you know what's funny, it's the same people who are giving them hate are the same people who go online and be like, oh, you know, like Zimbabweans just want to come here and just cry with the air. The country is messed up. Hey, they don't do anything. All they do is whine and complain. People stand up and try to change the situation. It's like, no, no, no. Hey, now you're doing this. Hey, that's like, bro, what do you want people
to do? What do you want people to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you want amazing.
Make a plan or like, minutes doing a song, Kisibane in Zimbabwe. Like that.
I actually think that is what it is. Let's do a song, Kisibane. Let's all suffer together. I can't be suffering here, and when you're gone, you're also a Zimbabwean like me with the green bomber passport. How dare you go and make a life for yourself? And I know amazing people who've gone to the UK and taken lesser jobs they weren't qualified for, and then use that as a means just to get started, just until you get residency, just until, you know, you latch onto other opportunities, and then you move on. And you go and you be amazing, you do the best in life. And people do that in Australia and New Zealand, everywhere in the world. But notwithstanding that, Mr. Maphosa, I wanted to lead with some rules of engagement. Because I feel like as plus 2-7 gang, plus 9-1 gang, you know, we at times do tend to land in the nation and then we say, you know, little things which rub our fellow brothers and sisters the wrong way.
Things like so, what, Mr. Moy? Things like what?
Mr. Maphosa, rules of engagement. The phrase where you say nothing works in this country to people,
but it's true.
Manapela.
No, but it's true. Like
people who are actively living in this country, maybe at times they might receive that negatively. So that's number one. What say you? Continue.
No, my thing is I want to, I'm not lying, but also I want to know who this demographic is that's actually getting touched, because what's funny is that same demographic, at least the people that I know that are around me who live in Zim, every single day on WhatsApp are bitching about the same shit. Hey,
right?
Like all these things. It's like, you know, people will post a whole screenshot of, it's not Zol, try again, man. Is it Liquid? What's the Yeah, I think it is Zo. Whatever Zo, the company is, the Zo. Internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Zo. Every other week, someone's posting a new screenshot of tariffs, right? Of internet tariffs. And it's like, okay, so you guys clearly understand that what you're going through ain't cool, right? So then what's the difference if I come and be like, yeah, no, this is shit. You guys are right. You guys are not lying, right? So like then if that's the case, then Emma Krupini or wherever, shut up about the situation, right? Mm-hmm. Like if you're not going to, don't complain about it. If clearly owns are living and they're okay, then yeah, keep quiet. Don't tell us that it's shit. Because we come and we regurgitate the same information that you guys are telling us. Hey, Agula Manzi, what's wrong with this place? And then I come and, Agula Manzi, what's wrong with this place? What, am I wrong? I'm not wrong, right? I think if it's a madness if you come in, you're like, guys, I was trying to stream Netflix. What the hell? Like, okay, fine. I think that is... While true, okay, take a step back.
Maybe don't say that.
Yeah, but no, but systemic issues that we're dealing with, it's like, mm-hmm. come on, what do you... You know, if I come in and I'm like, oh my God, there's so much crime here. What the hell? Like, am I not supposed to complain? Like, I come from one of the safest countries in the world. So, like, am I not allowed to voice the fact that I don't feel safe? Right? Like, where are we, guys? Where are we with this thing? But anyway, continue, Stamboy.
Do not complain about the exchange rate and lament consistently how you don't understand it, because the people who understand it know how it works. You are now coming across as if a currency I7s, which is the truth. But again, Mr.
You can't see I7, but also the same people are on the same WhatsApp groups saying, yay, you can't see I7. The same residents of Bulawayo, Engibazu, are on the group every other day. They're calling a bond. They're calling a local. They're calling a local. So it's like, again, what's the difference if someone else says it? Like,
right.
I don't know, fam.
Do not consistently lament how expensive things are. We already know, Mr. Maphosa, things are expensive in Zimbabwe. Deal with it. Don't now just go around telling, guys, Mina in Dubai, I can get, you know, or me in SA, I can get a six-pack for 100 rand. I can't believe I'm paying $20 for a six-pack. So some of the little things. That one, I think, do you also agree? You disagree?
I disagree, because when you came to Dubai, the half your trip you're complaining about the exchange rate, and I'm like, I get it, I do get it. Dubai is expensive, and it's like when you're coming from a currency that is of less value than the country that you're in. If I go to locals in the US or to Europe, best believe I'm complaining. Cab for 20 euros, like what the hell? Like 20 euros is a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah,
again. What's the issue? Like, must people just keep quiet? Like, I don't know. I think this is, you know, guys, let's not be this sensitive. Or, either way, Oksala is, if the person is saying what they're saying, just ignore them. If it's really not that deep or whatever, just ignore the person. And understand, because, like, if you don't live in Zim on the day to day, these things are coming as genuine shocks to us, right? That's the thing. So it's not like I'm taking the piss or whatever. Like, I knew things were bad, but then also we need to acknowledge that things, like, we keep thinking we've hit rock bottom, but like we're still sliding. We're still sliding in Zim.
We're still
going. So it's like, yeah. Honestly, like, anyway.
I guess it's one of those things where it almost feels like, and I think I said this before, I said it earlier, it almost feels like you are lamenting that you're me, I come from better, so I'm not used to the potholes, I'm not used to all these weird currency things where I must, all those things. So I think that's probably where it comes from. But yeah, those are just a few of the rules of engagement to have a good December. That's it.
I think... Alright, fine. I hear you to a certain extent. But if shit is wild, I will call out that shit is wild. Like, let's not let's not try to pretend.
Someone,
you know what I mean? Don't spend the whole year crying about Zim on the internet, and then someone comes to Zim and is like, yeah, yeah, right, hey, and then you're like, No. Like, don't do that. I think that's being hypocritical at the end of the day.
I mean, and people get touched when you criticize Zimbabwe. And I know, I guess it comes from a love of the country, but then I think people feel it as a personal attack. Remember that few months ago, we had that guy who came to the South African, and he was like, nothing in this country works. And then Zimbabweans were in the comments just saying, yeah, but at least black people here own land. I think people take it as a personal attack, and it's love of country, which, like, I think I've always said, Witty, I'm probably the most patriotic. I know I'm not a patriotic person. I don't.
Oh, I thought you were saying you are. I was gonna be like,
no, I'm not. I don't believe in this idea that you can give me a flag and a national anthem and then make me sing it, and then descend police when I don't agree with some of your policies. It's one of those things where it feels cult-like. Don't you ever feel like when you sing a national anthem, it's like a cult-like?
It is. It is cultish behavior.
Like in any, and we also have this flag, right? We all swear loyalty to it.
Sounds
a bit silly.
Like, all you need to do is like watch Americans. Like, do you understand?
Yeah.
And listen, this is what shocks me about America.
USA, like, especially the whole chanting USA whenever something's happening.
Chanting USA is fine, but like, what's wild to me, right, is there's the I forget what it's called, but there's some slogan that they have to say in schools like every morning, like something about I love America and God bless America, something that every day a scholar, you know, is supposed to do it. Also in professional sports, every game the national anthem is played. That is hectic, bro.
That's propaganda.
Played and sung by someone. So, hey, you know, Celine Dion is here to sing the national anthem. Whoever is here to sing the national anthem. And imagine, a basketball season in the NBA is 82 games. Mm-hmm. Wow. 82. To hear the national anthem 82 times. Mm-hmm. Jack, guys. Like, that's, you know. And in the NFL, I can understand because it's like 16 games a season.
Yeah.
Cool. Whatever. It is what it is. 82. And baseball, I think, is baseball is like 160 games a season? Some wild number like that. And in every baseball game, you take off your hat, you stand up for the national anthem. It's like, poor players, man. Especially if you're not American. You know, if you're
it
like
feels a bit
Japanese
weird,
guy, Colombian guy, wherever, you know, oh, Zim, you're good in baseball. Now you must hear the U.S. national anthem 160 times a year.
but there are people.
I know the national anthem just by virtue of watching sports.
Exactly,
I can sing the U.S. national anthem.
But that's when I then say, but there are people who, unlike me, well and truly love the country. They love the flag. They love everything about it. They love the government. There's people who love the government. They love everything about the country. To an extent, when you criticize it, it's like, also you're criticizing me. When I'm saying, hey, nothing works in this country, it's like, also you're saying, Gutimina, I'm not capable of fixing my house or whatever. That's why people take it so personally. But yeah, no, we can move on, Mr. Maposa, because
Chief, I'm looking at the tweets and the replies. It has, that tweet has 18 retweets and 118 quotes.
Yeah, and the comments are, you know.
Now, people are actually touched.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are you guys touched? Like, he didn't even, like, guys, it's like, did he insult your mother? Like, I don't get it, guys. Like, no. Like, you can't wake up in the morning to fight a random stranger who said the airport isn't giving. Didn't even say it was shit. That's the thing. It's like, at least if he was like, airport, and you don't hear. It's like, okay, I can understand people being mad at that.
Yeah.
But like, he's just like, it's not giving. Do you know how many, just search on Twitter and type not giving and see how many random things there are on the internet attached to that phrase. And it's like, guys, no, man. I mean, I'm hoping half of this is just people, like, it's banter where people are laughing at it, diaspora people are coming.
Nah,
blah, blah, blah.
Even. I think.
I'm hoping.
There's a comment here that I just saw. Eti, hold on. They have started. It's going to be a long festive season. This is a typical example of how +44s announce their grand entrance. And then, point of correction. It's not a new airport, but a refurbished one. It's a positive development, not world class, but a welcome development. What is giving, home and away?
What?
I always struggle reading, Sean, especially when there's the Z and the V. Personal life.
Podcast.
I need to do better. I always say my biggest regret.
People trying to read Shona is not. At least if you speak it, like you can emulate to a certain degree. Like there's certain statements where you can literally say it like a Shona person. Like if you hear it enough times.
And that's always my I always say that's my biggest regret, not learning Shona when I was at home. Because now I'm in a foreign country and every Zimbo I meet is like dar. I'm like yar.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, if you can emulate certain things, like instead of gentleman, you say gentleman. Gentleman.
Oh, here's a fight. Someone's like, welcome back, manager.
You see what I mean? Like, guys, this is the energy that we want. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you should be. Those are the responses I'd be looking for. You know what I mean? Like, have fun with it. Like, it's not that deep. Like, people are, I don't think, okay, fine. The truth is, there are people who are trying to flex on you. They exist. But even in the same Zim of it, right, the residents of Zim, people who live in Zim day in, day out, are flexing on each other. It does not make a difference if someone is coming from outside the country and he's not flexing, but if someone was trying to flex, people are flexing on you in the country. People are stealing your money. Like, it's like, hey, bruh, like, come on. Like, that's the wrong person to be mad at.
Yeah.
To be very honest.
But then also figure out, Lawe, Maposa City, I can't believe there's no Uber here. Like, you know, like when I'm in, you know, when I'm at the Chimera Towers, I can Uber to Abu Dhabi. What?
Senna, I complained. Remember when I was in SA, I complained about how everything shuts down at 10. Yes. So were you guys touched? Were you guys insulted that I said what the hell is a city that everything closes at 10 p.m.?
No, I mean that's different. I mean, obviously.
No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Because if someone comes to Zim right now, I'm like, hey, Kantivele, the only thing that's open is Chicken Inn, the one by Trade Cold, at midnight. So people are gonna get touched.
Tabo came to Joburg. He was very hungry. It was after midnight. Everything had closed. I'm sure the only thing that's probably open are the McDonald's drive-throughs.
Were closed, because I think we drove past one and we couldn't find.
This man sent a voice note complaining, why is there nothing open? Like, you know, when I'm in Dubai, everything's open till late. I can't believe this. Yeah. Also, he's got the accent, which makes it 10 times worse.
No. You're making me sound like a Yarbrew. I'm not a Yarbrew. Please.
Respect. I don't know how you. Okay, that's me trying to respect your American accent. But Tabo then comes and he's like, I can't believe there's nothing that's open after 10 p.m., right?
Because it's unbelievable.
Because in Dubai, everything's open till late. And in the States, even worse, right? Capitalism in those countries is strong. Here, there's workers' rights. So when Chow 10 staff need to go home, and they need to go home, whoever needs to organize transport, or this, the unions are on you. But you're not paying them enough for overtime and all these things. So that's, I don't think we received that in look at the stuck up boy from Dubai. No, it was like, oh, okay.
Service delivery, please. ANC. Let's do it. I mean, I understand in South Africa, there's like, it's a safety thing, right? Most importantly, it is a safety thing to have people in a shop at those hours of the night is not a great idea. Even though I'm like, who would rob a McDonald's? But anyway, it is what it is. I noticed that like fuel stations, you know, like the little mini marts that are attached to every fuel station.
Yeah.
They straight up close the main doors, like at like midnight or something like that.
Yeah. And then it's like you can. Some of them do. Yeah.
Then it's like now, so look, there's no wind in Lapana. You can't even enter to like. Mm-hmm. And I get that.
The only people there are the petrol attendants.
Yeah. Which is why I'm like, a drive-thru should still work because you're not entering the store. But anyway, that's I found the perfect tweet to sign off with this conversation. Tokona, they're cooking him in the subtweets like it was their father who designed the airport. Which is true. That's what they, that's so perfect. It's like, bro, is it your dad? If it's your dad who was the project manager, My dad is a project manager. So if someone was, hey, that building there is like, it's shit, like, I'd be pissed.
Take that personally.
I take it personally because that's my dad, right? But like, I can sticking up for the Miz Airport. If someone went to Zen, couple goes shit, I'd be like, 100% it is. We need to strive to a better standard. We really need to strive to a better standard. The government needs to do better, right? Like that, I thought that was the chorus we were all singing. But only certain people are allowed to be in that choir. Everybody else needs to pretend that isn't our functioning, you know. But anyway, whatever. It is what it is, guys. I'm sure you people understand. Hi, I'm into Zimbabwe. So why are we from good things one day, on such a nice day? Man. Okay, hold on. It had a weird bro, I can't remember this interaction, the video. Oh yeah, okay. So oh my god, so this one friend of mine posted in the group, right? And it brought back funny memories. So I have complained before, I think maybe even on the pod, right, about girls who wear, like, if you're gonna wear a really really short tight dress, or really really short dress, let's just leave it at that, right? No, tight, because it's specific to those ones, like proper, like, bro, like, literally if it moves, that's your ass right there, right? One of them type of dresses, then it's like, you might as well just commit fully to your thoughtness at the end of the day. It's like, why would you wear a dress that with every other step you take, you're pulling it down? Like, I don't know, to me that screams that you're not comfortable. That's the thing. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, I can liken it to this. In America, there was, remember back then when G-Unit on them days, like, the big thing with dudes was what? When in primary school, dropping shorts. Dropping below the ass. So we weren't pulling them up on purpose. Like, literally, it was dropping because that was the cool thing to do. Right? Yeah. So it wasn't like with every other step center's pulling up his shorts. It's, that's it. If you see my boxes, you see my boxes. That's, you're committing to the role, right?
Yeah.
But like, if you then were to, by accident, you forgot your belt, and you've gone to school and you're wearing, you know, a trousers that's too big, and every other step you're pulling it up, it's because you're not comfortable and you don't want to drop, right?
Yeah.
So you're gonna make a plan to locus in, to keep the trousers up, whether it's with your hand or you find a bolt or whatever the case is. But then my thing is like, and so anyway, in the video, it's the two girls that are dancing in the video. It's probably Beba that's playing or whatever, right? So they're dancing, and with almost like every movement, it's like a quick little pull the skirt down, da da da, pull the skirt down, da da da.
Yeah.
It's like,
I've seen stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so my thing is like, chief, like, just, you know, I don't know, man, maybe is it gonna kill you to get one size bigger? Or like, you know what I mean? Because like, my thing is, and I've actually seen people say, yo, listen, if it rides up, it rides up. Cool. That's me. I'm like, respect to you, fam. Ultimate respect to you. If you're gonna commit to that, sharp. I have a problem if you're not committing to it fully. Because it's like, you knew that item was gonna ride. If you didn't know, okay, cool. That's not about you. Please don't be sending tweets and, hey, no, but hey, so what if you don't know? Okay, then you don't know, right? If you didn't realize that it was going to ride up like that, it's the first time you're wearing the outfit, cool. We're not talking about you. Calm down. But if you knew, you walk down the steps and you're like, this one is going to be riding up every 2 seconds. And you're like, fuck it, I'm leaving. Then okay, right? But then now it's like, if you're pulling it down every 2 seconds, it's like, but chief, I don't know. Like, to me, it's just like the why would you sign up for that much of a problem for yourself? You know?
I think sometimes...
I don't get it.
It's probably two coins. You're basically... It's two sides of the same coin, right? And I think you're right in what you're saying, Buti. No, if you're going to commit to showing us the cheeks, then commit to showing us the cheeks.
It didn't commit.
Don't half ass. I can see that, right?
Fucking effort.
The flip side of that coin, I'll try and stand up for the baddies, or the ones who want to be baddies, is Maybe sometimes you envisage an outfit going a particular way. Uyibone go banibani on IG, and then you go and you get the same thing. And then it's just on your body, you know, that extra centimeters of meat that you have on the side can throw off the whole thing. So sometimes that can happen, and I think you acknowledged it. But other times, you want to go all out and be a baddie, full show everything, and then maybe when you're now wearing it, you walk outside, and then you just feel uncomfortable. Maybe you're walking past,
which is what I'm saying. But my thing is, if you're in the house, right? Like you are walking out of the house and all that, getting to the Uber or whatever the transport situation is, right?
Yeah.
You do realize, like, there's certain things where it's like, I will know if I'm wearing a t-shirt and maybe it's too tight or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the time that I'm like getting to the car or whatever, like, oh, just there's a point where I'll realize this really is a 50-50, right? And then it can either go to one of two ways. I'll either go, okay, let me change my t-shirt, or it's like, screw it. It is what it is, as each, right? Like, so, but I'm not going to be, you know, nanabularing my t-shirt the whole day, crew, right? It's like, hey, brother's own wind. It is carrying he's wearing a top and his belly's out there. It's, hey, it is what it is. Like, I've committed fully that, hey, bruh, groove, my cover's a groove today. Sharp. all I'm saying is, and that's the thing, is I'm not policing anyone. All I'm saying is that, guys, like, commit fully. At the end of the day, if that's the route you want to go, then go that route. But don't pull it out. You're going to pull it out.
Maybe you were willing to commit, and then you step outside, and then I don't know, maybe you bump into guys looking at your ass funny, or you some salugazis, very judgmental old women, and then you're like, okay, perhaps here I must try and, you know, retain any semblance of wholesomeness or whatever that I can carry whilst walking here, and then nothing separate saying it right, but
you know what my friend
on
said?
My way not so much. Yeah,
when I asked about this, because I was like, guys, you need to explain it to me, maybe there's a perspective I'm not seeing, it's like, just please explain. And she was like, you know, some of us, we still live in our mother's houses, so siapumas go get the dress and then a tracksuit on top, so we only realize once we're at groove that we must fight.
It's not,
and I'm
make
like,
sure.
You know what? It's not make sure. So I'm like, okay. So from that point of view, 100% I hear that. Like, okay, if that's your situation,
yeah,
cool. I see it. I can see how you could have misfired in this. Because to me, it's just like I'm so serious when I say it's every other step. Like, if it's one of those, like, you've walked for like a minute and then eventually something rides up, it's like, okay, fine, whatever. Boxers ride up, right? It's like, it is what it is, right? Like, that's not even, not including you. I'm talking about, like, very, very clearly, bruh. Take a step this item wants to, you know, like, you know those, E-class, and you had those folds where you, like, you pull it once and it immediately shoots to the top?
Mm-hmm.
It's literally one of those. That's what I'm referring to. It's like, no, this very, very clearly is meant to be on a mannequin. Something that is not moving.
Yeah. Now, yourself.
Yeah. Or it's a mannequin with no ass, right? Mm. And then you come with cheeks and it's like, what's going on? It's like, you know what I mean? So like that part to me is just, it's weird. It's like, either commit or don't commit. That's public service announcement. It is December. A lot of you are going to be out and about in the streets, which is fair and fine.
I also think Zim is, and I sometimes think that maybe we are caught in this. It's a weird in between, right? Because you're on social media every day and you see all your faves wearing these nice, skimpy, revealing things, summer dresses. Like, you know, it looks nice in the pictures, but maybe they're in other countries where stuff like that isn't, like, frowned upon. Zimbabwe is still a very conservative country.
Yeah.
To some, maybe not so much SA, but I know Zim, in fact, is
in Zimbabwe, because we read the Bible. Bible is telling Sony, but...
So typically... So typically what would happen is you've seen it, maybe sometimes you see it online, you're like, right, this, I'm rocking it. And then in the context of Zim, it may not work in the same way. It might even look the same, but chilling, wearing, you know, this dress or whatever. That's
no, my thing is, hey, hey bro, commit to it. Commit to it. Don't
half-ass.
No, don't half-ass it. Commit to your shit. If you saw the baddie on IG wearing the outfit and you're like, yeah, me too, then yeah, me too, lao and get her. You know, be with it. You know, do the thing and go all the way with it, fam, and be like, yeah. That's what I mean. That personally, I always say this, and people think I'm crazy.
Mm-hmm.
If you are someone that's like, bruh, me, I just wanna find a blesser. Me, I'm just a lifestyle han. Me, really, it's just that's all I'm looking for. That's I'm not trying to work. I just want men to give me money. And it's like you commit to that.
Mm-hmm.
I respect you 110%. Actually,
don't hide, you know, through the corner.
No. Do it. Like if that's your thing, if that's the life that you want, I genuinely do not judge people, bro. Like I genuinely do not. I like if get your money how you get your money. Because I always say, Wooty, if dudes had the same, if there was a market, there's a certain type of women that was out there that was like, yo, I want you to be my little thought and I will sponsor your life. There are plenty of men, they will never admit it
mm-hmm.
out loud, but there are plenty of men who are trying to be taken care of by a woman. There's plenty, 100%. Fam. It's 100, plenty, but it's just that there's not enough of an economy of women that will, you know, literally out loud say it, right? But there is an economy because of patriarchy. There's an economy of men who are like, hey, I want to manipulate you. I'm going to throw dollars at you. I just need you to be my, you know, my trophy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of women who are like, sharp, I want to be a trophy. So if you fully admit it and that's and you don't, and you're unapologetic about it, me personally, sharp, bro. Respect to you, bro.
Big up yourself. Like,
no, for real, bro. Like I genuinely mean this. That's how I live life. Like, I don't like people that lie to themselves. Let's not lie to ourselves, guys. Like, if you want to be a baddie, be a baddie. Like, there's a, you can't pick and choose to be like, actually, I wanted to be like, no, guys. Let's just, you know, yeah. If you're within, you're within. If you're not, you're not. Like, let's not have this FOMO of like, hey, I wish. You know, there's friends of mine who will be like, yo, man, I really want to find a blesser. And it's like, I'm like, okay, fine, find a blesser, is it? It's like, no, man, my morals won't let me. It's like, okay, cool, sharp, cool. It is, at least you know.
At
like
least you know what
I'm going. Yeah, you're upfront about it, you know yourself, you're not lying to yourself, right? But then there's situations where you're like, now, maybe Senna's the one who's like, yeah, I love, bless her life, Tabo, let's go. And then I'm like, Senna, I'm not sure. But like now I'm like the, you know, Senna's friend. People and the hands are like, Senna, what's wrong with your boy Tabo? He ain't trying to fuck around. What's going on? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
now you brought the wrong person to the game.
Exactly. But then it ends up being, I think with some instances, a matter of conflicting moral obligations. Like if you come from a very conservative family, maybe a part of you still feels like, hey, what I do, milling ibe logo semblance of whatever. But then deep inside, you want to express yourself in a particular way. Maybe you go to church.
So where you think people are fighting internal battles?
I think there's a lot of internal battles. Dude, how confusing is it? I think our generation is probably the most confused of it all. You grow up in an environment, you go to church every day, you're this, and then you go to school and you're exposed to a totally different life, right? And everything you see on TV is totally different to what you're being taught at home and at school and wherever, right? It's all a different vibe, it's all a different experience. Your favorite IG people are dressed like this, and then when you know that the moment you step outside, your father will be like, "Toya chinch." You know, you wanna be a hoe. Like maybe your body is saying, "Hey, you know what, Mina, as a guy, I want to be putting away 10 days a year, all these things." Or maybe if you're a girl, your
body count used to be 50 plus.
Yeah, you know. But then you're in a household where your mother and father are married. They're faithful to each other. They're loving. You go to church. The Bible says, You know, and then it's like all these internal battles that people are going through. And I think sometimes it's hard to, and I get what you mean, Uguti.
Nah, right? But you see, if you're gonna you use the wrong example, because I think it's, with a lot of dudes, they have no problems being thoughts. Like these dudes that, who I,
okay,
know,
fine.
I know their mom and dad.
Flip it
it's
around.
It's been a marriage of 50 years, and you know, it's what we strive towards.
Yes.
Right? What we love for us to have.
Yes.
That's what their parents are.
Yes.
And my man is scattering the streets, man. Like with no
100%
caution through the
wind.
But
that person, that same person, and I'll even give you an example of how serious that internal thing can be. That same person will still go and get married, find a wife, and want a proper
that
monogamous relationship and a
that
family.
That is true.
But what if that's not what you want?
Yeah, that's true.
When what you want is to be in the streets, then you can't fully commit to being in the streets, ngoba. You are raised a particular way. At some point, you must, I don't know, settle down and marry and have one wife and all these things. And you're not naturally inclined.
I mean, in every walk of life, Senna, there's retirement, man. Like, you know, there's some of our thoughts right now, they're mid-career, they're all-stars, right? But at some point, you're not an all-star. You know, whatever the reason, it's usually age. Father time catches up with you. You know, like you get to a place where, you know, if it's the men who are looking for these thoughts, they like a certain spec, right? And just like the league, every year you get new recruits, right? Mm. And every year there's people who are signing off, right? Alonso hangs up his boots, Vidic hangs up his boots, Ferdinand, Terry, the jersey goes to the rafters, right? At some point. And then once the jersey's gone to the rafters, it's like, what do I do? Right? Once even if you want to stay in the streets, like, you just don't have the motor. You don't have the hunger.
100%.
You know?
But look at it from maybe not so much a retirement thing. But I learned this when you chill with some older Zim guys. So I used to chill with some older Shona gens. And the girls that these guys liked are not the women that they're married.
Mm-hmm.
And I could never get my head around that. I could never understand. I'm like, Omuntu's going on about, you know, I like baddie, you know, I like women with tattoos, you know, short shorts and dresses and whatever. Then you meet Mama Sekaya, right? Mama Sekaya's pencil skirts, long dresses. You can just, you know, she's a typical, you know, mama. I don't even know how to say it without being offensive. But that woman that you would bring home, and then your family is proud. She probably doesn't even wear jeans, because, you know, she wears skirts and dresses and that's it.
Uh-huh.
You know, she cooks, she cleans, uh-huh, all these things. But then the people they would always speak about when we'd at these gatherings are the baddies.
Uh-huh.
So then in my head, I'm like, okay, cool. When you are naturally inclined this way, but you have gone left. Why? Some of them is family expectations. You marry someone who's going to look after your household.
No, but I mean, okay, let's talk about this practically.
Mm-hmm.
Can the baddie, the same one who I told, all-star baddie, mm-hmm, right? Who's peak of her powers, peak of her game. The big dogs, financial big dogs, are all, you know, falling over each other.
Yeah.
That's the one, that's the trophy that they want. Is that the person? I think by profession, she can't be a wife. I just by virtue of profession, because you have to be at least. Let me say this: a wife stereotypically, you know, by what's this male thing which we're always being accused of? Try again, man. The P word, man.
P word.
Yeah, bro. What are feminists always mad about? Twerking, man.
P word.
Male privilege.
Oh,
and,
male privilege.
No. What is it? Fuck my god. The history of men always being on the top and women being underneath.
Patriarchy,
man. So. There we go. Oh my god. Like, the word literally escaped my brain, bro. Literally was not there.
Guys, it's been
such a great help.
It's been a long year. It's been a long year.
Oh my
this
god.
Is a man, yes. So, this so, is a man who needs leave yes. to kick in tomorrow.
Desperately. So this is what I mean. So I mean, like, I don't think she can be a wife. The bad can be a wife by patriarchal standards. That's what I mean, yes. right? So that's who I'm describing. So by virtue of that, then it is two different types of women that you're looking for. You can't have, because again, the baddie at the peak of her powers is in the streets for a reason. Like, she's
then
not
can
trying
I
to
say,
be wifed up because it's
can
lifestyle.
I bring it home then? By your logic,
okay,
that guy must just commit to what he wants and not be.
But he wants both, right? He wants to have a
nah.
baddie. Because I think okay, here's what I'll say. The vast majority of guys, right? Let's say you're working class, upper working class type of, middle class mm-hmm. rather, upper middle class type of dudes, right? When they marry, they kind of want a bit of both,
yes.
right? So so your perfect wife is one that you can party with and also, you know, has part of that, like, you know, patriarchal wife, you know, in her way, mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's kind of what she does. So I think the vast majority of people, that kind of, that's what they want, and that's kind of who we are, right? There's old school things about you and me, and there's new school things about you and me, and I think the same goes for our wives, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a separate market of dudes where it's way beyond upper middle class, right? It's that next level where it's like, right, these are the top guys. Mm-hmm. Those dudes, like the type of dudes that they are, the type of hands that they'd be surrounded with, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, again, I'm not many of them, but it just doesn't look like it based on the life that they live. Like, because they're always on vacation. They're the ones on IG in the Maldives.
Yeah.
Next thing they're in, you know, Cape Town and blah, blah, blah. It's like, why would you give that up to be someone's wife? Like, me as a woman, like, if I was a woman, I don't know, why am I giving that up, bro? Like, if dudes are consistently flying me out and is at the low price of a little bit of cooch, mm-hmm. then, bruh, I can't solo you for not wanting to be married. I really can't. It's a dope lifestyle.
And
so, like, some people have made that yeah, decision
and,
to be like, that's me.
And that's poor. And I think based on the example you gave, right, that is an example of someone doing
yeah.
what you want them to do, right? Committing to what they are.
Mm.
I'm a baddie. I'm going to be a baddie.
Yes.
This is it. But I'm just saying, Gucci,
yes.
remember the dress scenario where you're like, but why is someone wearing the skimpy dress but always pulling it down? And I'm like, no, why
yeah.
are people marrying these wholesome women? But deep inside,
yeah.
they're out here in the streets looking for baddies. I'm saying...
Because a baddie has a shelf life, right? The shelf life of a baddie is again, you mirror it with professional athletes. Your average professional athlete is a 10-year shelf life.
100%. Right?
If he's good. If they're good at what they do, it's a 10-year career.
Right.
But what are they telling all professionals
now
in the sports world? What do you have to have?
A plan
mm-hmm. to move from... Sports star, you can't be at Old Trafford all your life. At
yeah.
some point, you're going to be too old.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run, you can't defend, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You can't score goals, right? So either you make a plan and you go to the booth
mm-hmm.
and you start calling games
mm-hmm.
or you're on Sky News analyzing the game,
yeah.
right? Like, you have to, there has to be a plan beyond that. So it's two different types of people. That's all that I'm saying. At the
yeah.
end of the day, that baddie is not at a place where, when in season is in season, right? You're not going to turn an in-season athlete into a broadcaster.
Yeah.
Maybe they might cameo one or two games over their career, but they're in season. So for as long as she's in season, then she's off the stereotypical wife market. That's the thing.
Yeah, 100%. And I agree with you, right? But the point I'm getting at, back to your dress scenario, is Uguti,
yeah.
then these men should also commit to the life that they've chosen. It's either you are a husband or you're in the streets.
Mm.
You cannot be both. And if
niggas gonna die trying.
Yeah. And then we'll bring it back, right? And if men
yeah.
universally, or a lot of them are like, ah no, Mina, I'm going to be wholesome here and then I'll be out in the streets, then let the baddie
yeah.
wear the dress and pull it down, because Angitiana she
oh.
right? Same Fanana.
Ah, sorry. you should be a politician. You should be a politician. Okay, fair. No, I hear you. So you're saying, so you are campaigning for?
I'm not campaigning for anything, right?
You're campaigning for the half breeds, right? That's what you're campaigning.
No, I'm not.
You're saying
I'm not
let campaigning there be half breeds. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, I'm giving you the explanation as to why they do that. I'm not campaigning for you. I'm just explaining, Guti, perhaps the reason why they.
So which side? Stop being a politician. Which side of the ledger are you on? Do you want there to be half breeds? Do you believe in half breeds, or are you saying, like me, commit to your
role? I agree with you. I say commit to your role.
Okay.
And if it's to be a baddie, then wear a baddie clothes that will fit you, and that you won't have to be constantly pulling down, right?
If you need a BBL, get the BBL. If you need your stomach staple, get your stomach staple. If you need the implants, get the implants. Yeah. Like, do what you need to do to be in season form, to be an all-star form.
And that's when,
you know what I mean? Like, don't be the guy at the end of the bench. That's what we're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. And then what I will say is, but that should be, it's not just those young women who find themselves in those scenarios where you are trying to be something, but then maybe because of some other obligations, maybe moral obligations, so mele uqale ugqoke tracksuit before you leave the house, or you're constantly pulling your dress down, or you're constantly pulling up your shirt because you don't want your cleavage to show. Those same sort of standards of, okay, commit to your role, apply to these gents as well, right? In a wider sort of life lesson. If you've married a wholesome makoti, stay with your wholesome makoti and build a wholesome life in just your household.
So what you're saying is, if you've left the game,
Leave the game, right? Don't leave the game, but every now and again, you are out here dabbling in the baddies.
But that's the problem, saying is that owns leave the game at a professional level, but they still want to have, you know, they want to play in the Sunday league. You want to be fit. You want to stay fit, is it?
It's over. Going to pundit, going to coaching.
Sunday, just once a week, isn't it? Once a week, Sunday league item. And then, you know, just to get a run, get the heart pumping.
Nah.
And then back home.
I think sometimes we're very harsh on the young women. I saw a post by the Damson Idris. He was going on about how the most under attack demographic online are young black men. It was young black women from young black men. The funny thing is, I actually think it's the other way around. I think the young black men online are incredibly under attack from.
Who do you mean when you say young black men? Like, what? Give me like an age.
Teenagers, anything from 16 to 25, you're already growing up in an environment where the default position is that you are bad, prove yourself otherwise, right? But at the same time, it's a weird cycle where that creates very bitter young men who then take out those frustrations on young girls. And then that's how Andrew Tate is so popular, right? It's because he found these disenfranchised young men and said a couple of things that made them feel good, value yourself, do this, do this, do that. And now coincidentally, those guys are now flipped the coin and they're not even calling women or girls. It's like these bitches or these whatevers.
So there's a video that I sent you. I don't know if you saw it, but basically it was this girl who was telling a story about how she and I think it kind of connects with what you're saying, and then we'll sign off real quick. I think she was going on a date. She was being taken out on a date by this guy, right? And the dude was so sweet, apparently, like, came to the house, you know, opened the door for her and all this stuff where that women say they want, right? Being a proper nice.
Oh yeah, I think
nice
I saw
guy.
That. Yeah, you said and it then, too, I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, so she and then in the end she was like, you know, it just wasn't, I wasn't feeling it. Like, the guy was corny. I found that to be corny. You know, like, it's just, and she was just laughing at the fact that, you know, she's like, oh yeah, we say we want all these things. And then when you get it, you get that type of dude that is the nice guy. You're like, eh, actually, nah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, so it kind of made me chuckle. I was like, you know, I respect self-awareness.
Yeah.
But it's kind of what we've been saying for a while, right? Where it's like, you know, people are saying, yeah, I want a nice guy that's going to treat me right. But then you get that person. Yeah. And you're like, no, man, I want the chaotic dude that's going to make me lose weight and gaslight the shit out of me and like that. You know what I mean? Like, you see people, I've seen people be get out of those situations and go back to that.
Yeah.
Like, and literally, so when they get out, like, yeah, yo, sinner-ish, bro. Zbani Bani, you know, Sarah really took me for idiot, bro. And Senna, thanks so much. You were there for me. You know, I can't believe I was under her spell, right? Hey, the what's that two locals in? What was this one? You know? It was heavy. And then all of a sudden, Senna's like, right, I've cured Tawa, I got him out of a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jiggy, a couple months later, I'm with, you know, Delilah. And then Delilah is like, but Tabo, you just said you know what I mean, you just said you want your mfazi, who's just a normal person who's going to treat you right. You know, it's just,
do you think and sorry, I know Scott says pelile, men and women are, I think more so women, and I think Steve Harvey has a very big part to play in this nonsense. Do you think people
he's also getting a divorce, which is so
do
funny.
You think people actually know what they like, or it's like Cosmopolitan said I must like a man who does this, or whatever says I must like a man who does this. What if you, like, genuinely, what if you prefer opening your own car doors? What if you genuinely prefer you know, paying for your own drinks or driving yourself, you know? And then now, you know, the idea of man being this knight in shining armor has been so romanticized to an extent where you think that's what you like, when in reality you just want someone who's going to provide support, other things, and maybe these things don't matter to you. And similarly, I don't know what it is for us guys, because I think with us we just go for what we want most of the time, except the gents who marry due to family expectations or church or other reasons. But do you think people genuinely know what to write? This is what I want in a person. Like you said you wanted a tall person, anyway, and you got a tall person. Right? You didn't worry about, oh, she must cook up pansy when she gives me food, she must do all these things, call me Yebo Baba, and a lot of that.
I think it's a yes and no. Like, we know the general archetype, so there can be like general things that you know you want, right? But then other things where the problem is that, you know, we want to mix and match a lot. Like, this, the half
thing everything
that you mentioned, which is, yeah, you want a baddie who's also a wife, who's also a corporate baddie, who's also like this and this and that, like, you know, and intelligent. Yeah. And this, but then now it's like, you know, not everyone has all of that, right? And then the issue now comes as in, Senna has 70% of what I want. What about the other 30%? Can I live without it? Can, you know, because then that's when now, you know, like these men you were talking about, where it's like, yeah, the wife, sharp, she's got 70% of what I need, but that other 30%, I can't live without it. That badness, you know, I can't live without it. So I need someone to, I need a role player, right? to fill into that slot at the end of the day, which is where things get fucked up. I think people want to have their cakes and eat it too. And if you have that mentality, that's when things get a little bit, you know, a little bit messy.
When you walk into a restaurant and you're hungry, you look at the steak, you look at the ribs, you choose one. You can't have both. Mr. Maps?
Yeah. I know people who can put away both. But anyway, no. I see Vale, Leon Daba. Guys, next week will be the finale. And We will close it the right way. Send us your Siazamas and anything else that you'd like us to mention. We had a few, but unfortunately we run out of time. If I can catch Mr. Moyo on another day, maybe we'll record some bonus content and put it up there. Because, we have a lot to talk about, but we just don't have the time, unfortunately. But guys, as you know, like the ting, subscribe to the ting, retweet the ting, And if you don't, we're inclined to believe you're coming from the diaspora and you're insulting us. Mr. Moyo.
Laters.